The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul, and it might seem strange that Peter and Paul are joined together in one feast, but it's because it was from Saints Peter and Saint Paul that our Mother Church, the Church of Rome, received the faith. And so these twin pillars, as it were, are honored on that day in Rome. This is not to say that they are equal by any stretch of the imagination, other than the equality of the saints in Christ. Saint Peter was, of course, one of the 12. Saint Paul was not. Saint Peter is the prince of the apostles, the vicar of Christ on earth. To him alone was given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, whereas we have a parallel verse in which the keys are given to the apostles as a group, but it is only to Peter that they're given, that authority is given singularly. And yet, while St. Paul, Peter was called the apostle to the Jews because of his singular role in leading the 12, St. Paul is the apostle to the Gentiles because it was through him, largely and singularly, that the faith was taken to those who were not of the children of Israel. That is, our ancestors, that is to assume that no one here is of Jewish extraction. If you're not of Jewish extraction, you're a descendant of those to whom St. Paul gave the gospel. And so today we pray for these two, we pray to these great saints, that we and the church as a whole may be faithful to the gospel which they delivered to the church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.